Hey, it's Azure Friday. I'm talking with Eric Gemma, and we're looking at the preview here of Visual Studio Online and some of the live editing. So I think I understand what I'm able to do now.
Okay,
so let's see if I can get this right. So this is, you showed me a Node application, and you showed me CSS editing, but I tend to do my work in ASP.NET and C Sharp. So this is the visitors application that I showed at the Visual Studio launch. And in fact, this is a spa application, a single page app that calls a bunch of web APIs. But those web APIs are written in C Sharp, okay? And I'm going to actually get rid of that
console.
Just close this here.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the C Sharp code behind that, and there's an API controller called visitors, and I'm getting all of that nice experience in the C Sharp here. And if you look at getting visitors, you pass in a range. This is and what's called attribute routing that we just shipped. So I can say, give me an ID and then a certain kind of picture.
Mm-hmm.
If I try to hit that, okay, so I'll go over here and I'm going to just say API/visitors. It's not going to let me do it. If I try to hit it with the 1/1, it's trying to get me to sign in. So you're telling me that I can compile my application from here. So let me see. I'm going to cheat for development purposes. And I'm going to comment.
Control 7 for you.
Right? What is control? How did you do that? Control 7. So that's like control K, control C, what I'm used to.
Right, exactly. So
you
have
no
cording yet.
Oops.
Yeah.
No cording. Yeah. I think I hit control 7 and I switched to the 7th tab. There you go. And I don't have to hit save. I notice I've been habitually hitting control S.
But you see the Git got updated. You have an outgoing change. You see a little change bar here. So things are good.
Things are good. Okay. Yeah. So then I could go and say open the console.
And
how do I do split screen?
You can either do a control click, right? Do a control click. Yeah, okay. You want to see the source as well?
I want to have them side by side.
Sure. Let's do that then. And you just do the control click here.
Oh, control click gives me split.
Control is always split, but you can also do whenever you open thing, you can say, and then if you want. You want it left or right, right?
Well, that's great. I like
your choice.
This
what
is
you
good.
Do, right?
So you actually can drag the whole thing?
Yeah, yeah.
So
but this is an old version.
You're having too much fun showing
version.
Off.
Not in this version, sorry.
So I'm going to type MS build. Now, let me actually just type PWD here. Right, can I do that?
No, I'm sorry. PWD, what do you want to do?
I want to know where I'm at. I'm at slash.
Yeah, slash, yeah.
Which is the root of my application. PWD, I wanted to print working directory.
I see.
So I'm just typed MS build, so it really ran the real stuff. I can MS build /?, is this real? Yeah, look at that. That's really MS build. So I just built that, compiled it.
Yeah.
So then I should be able to go back in here, and now since I removed authorization for development purposes, I'm gonna hit API/visitors, and look at that.
And behind the scenes, notice I got restarted, whatever, on first request and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just ASP. Right?
Because that was Antares and those things doing their jobs.
Right, yeah.
So it got restarted.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So I've got the ability to have my type checking, my syntax checking on the client side using those language services, but then a proper compilation on the server side for my C#.
But truth in advertising, right, you didn't get IntelliSense, right? For C#. It's just textual auto-completion, right? So just to be fair, right?
We have no
C# language service in the browser as we have for TypeScript and JavaScript, or less, as I showed before.
But you have I typed again completion,
which
is the, I've seen him type this before, surely he wants to type it again.
Yeah, you saw it, you just it as you type,
right,
which
there.
Is a little bit, bluffing, right?
No, that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
And then I got my my compilation at the back end here when I hit MS build.
Yeah.
And then I could then commit it
to
dev and then push it to production.
Exactly. You can set it up even if you commit it. Antares supports that you auto-commit, right? You can set up a website. Whenever you push to get
it calls the hook.
Yes, exactly.
You know, the thing that I like about this is that the Antares and the Kudu experience existed, and this integrates in that in a way that is comfortable. It fits, it belongs. Initially, I was thinking, I don't see how this fits in my workflow. I don't want to edit in production. But now I get it.
You do it not in production.
You do it not in production. It has nothing to do with editing.
And actually, the architecture builds right on top of Kudu, right? Kudu made an extension that you can run Git on the side of your website.
Mm.
And we are just another what we call a site extension. Monaco is yet another of these extensions to the website that you can run in a website. So it's the Kudu Antares extension architecture we're using do an integration.
So you're a peer to Kudu.
Yes, we're a peer to Kudu, exactly.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. And you can check this stuff out, log into your portal. By the time this has been viewed, this will be available for people to take a look at.
Yes, yes.
Very cool. It's Azure Friday. Thank you.